Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest just came off performing at the North Coast Music Festival. Give it up for Chicago soul hip-hop artist Rich Jones.
I wasn't thinking about next year or even next week. Moving by myself. No clue how I did it. Trying to give you my time, treat you right. Reaches on now, pulling me away. I'll try to behave right, say not just the right thing, but what I'm feeling, I usually don't fall quick, at least not for portraits. Looks can be bought, but not your love. Not your life. I wasn't thinking about next year or even next week. Moving by myself, no clue how I did it. Trying to give you my time, treat you right. A life more complete.
Jones had a great summer and looks to add this fall with the release of a new EP called Lightwork. It's been a relatively short career for Jones, who's been performing and producing music for a little over 5 years. But in that time, he turned heads with his brand of Chicago soul slash hip hop, performing in front of thousands of different festivals to getting great local media support. In that time, he's had great success with releases like his EP Vegas and several releases before that. Rich Jones, a Chicago musician you should know, in studio tonight. Rich, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Great to be here. And not to be a stickler, but it's lucky number seven.
Number seven, 7 years.
7 years.
Congratulations,
7 years
on that.
Deep. Thank
you. But it's still relatively a young career for you.
Certainly. I mean, I think, you know, young in the sense of like when it launched, because, you know, there's a lot of kids out here that are starting 16, 17, 18. And right. By the time they're at this point, they're in their mid-20s. So, you know, mine started after college, but definitely still out here.
Growing up in Chicago, you had an interest in hip hop. Where'd it come from?
When I was just very young, something about the beats really made me move. I was much more shameless in terms of my dancing when I was a little kid. So I think, you know, I like to be able to move to it. And, you know, I think it just kind of developed from there in terms of like making my own personal discoveries and, you know, kind of integrating myself. You know, that really came about from, you know, just kind of digging a little bit. We're talking about like, you know, early internet era, kind of MySpace, that right. sort of thing. So you could find out some of these things online through those resources. And then also record stores, you know, were way more prevalent, you know, used right, record right. stores and all that.
And you would use that to research, to develop not only what you like, but to tinker with what you want your sound to be.
Definitely. I think, you know, the tinkering becomes way more of a thing kind of after I get out of school and all that. But yeah, I think first and foremost, I had to get a baseline. So to kind of have that be part of that was really big.
You know, listening to the music, especially the stuff that the single that was just put out for Lightwork, which is coming out this fall, and even the stuff off of Vegas, you could tell from the earlier stuff that you've done to now an evolution where you, I think, rely more heavily on the soul part of the soul hip hop and the music you're producing today. Is that a concerted effort? I mean, is that on purpose to shy away from the more straight ahead hip hop stuff and move into a more soul experience?
I would say initially, to a small extent, yeah. I think it was more so a desire to not create with limits attached to what I was doing. So I feel as if, especially more recently in the last few years, kind of through the process of making a Vegas and a few other things, you know, I think it's at this point it's not as much concerted as just kind of a natural part of me as a creative person. But I think, you know, as with anything, you have to, I think, in a lot of cases, have a certain level of intentionality behind it. Mm-hmm. So, when I went to Vegas, I wanted to make those sorts of records. For Lightwork, you know, we had a game plan in terms of, you know, kind of what the sound was going to be going in, kind of a return to kind of some of my older work while blending in some of the newer sounds that I've been working with. And I think that in the best sense is, you know, really most indicative of what I'm aiming for. It's just a hybrid of all my influences because it keeps it interesting and it keeps it fun for me.
As a young artist who's in year seven, talking, how important is it for you to have that balance, that contrast of being able to sell what your sound is to say to a consumer, hey, this is Rich Jones sound, this is who I am, but also be able to push those boundaries and try new things to not get stuck into a box.
I think thus far in terms of, you know, how far or not far my music has gone, you know, I've been able to operate pretty much and do whatever I want, however I want. So I think some of these expectations or pressures to be a certain thing just really haven't been there. But mm-hmm. I also think that in the process, you know, of just kind of doing exactly what I wanted to do and kind of following that, that, you know, I think the people that are paying attention and are interested, I think it's a bit more genuine. And I think in a lot of ways, especially given where we're at this year, you know, it's been a really amazing reintroduction for a lot of people to what I'm working on because, mm-hmm. you know, some of them knew me when I was like 22, 23. And it's a different ballgame. It's a totally different package. And I think it's I've matured thoroughly as an artist in comparison.
Do you think the biggest area has been the maturation process? From those days in the beginning when people might have known you at 22, 23 years old to now, where do you think your music has evolved or matured the most?
I would say, I'd say song structure in terms of, you know, just the organization of, you know, kind of the vocals and being able to really, you know, put together a song in a very complete fashion. And, you know, sometimes you record it and it's done. Other times you spend hours and hours and days and days and days perfecting it. But, you know, allowing myself the freedom to call it done or not done.
Right.
And, you know, as I move forward, you know, I've been making a really concerted effort, using your words, to record a lot this summer just because I feel like in the process of just doing shows or getting involved in other parts of the creative process that don't involve recording, I think it can get you away from your purpose. And, you know, I have to remind myself, you know, every now and again, you're here to make music. This is what you love to do. And so pursue that fully. So in that sense, you know, I've been, you know, camping out at least once, twice a week at my my friend's studio. And it's because I know that it's there. It's comforting because I know that there's going to be new material for me to at least listen to and observe and figure out, you know, if that goes out. But then it also is like, you know, I can do whatever I want because, you know, I have the capability now to just, you know, mess around. And if this is good, cool. And I have somebody who is in studio with me to kind of reel me in if it's getting a little too weird, you know.
Soul hip hop performer and musician Rich Jones in studio tonight. He just came off the North Coast Music Festival. He's got an EP coming out this fall called Lightwork. A new single is out now. I'm fascinated, you know, because you've said this a couple times. You get to do whatever you want. You have the creative freedom. You're an independent artist. Where does the pressure come from? You know, because there's going to be pressure regardless on anyone who creates, anyone who produces art. Is it internal? Is it a standard that you want to set for the people who are listening to your music? Where does pressure come from when you're an independent artist?
I'd say the clock is running. You know, there's only a certain period of time where I can do this exactly how I'm doing it. You know, as it pertains to my creative work ethic and my workflow, I think that's why I've been working very hard is because I understand, you know, things change very quickly, situations change very quickly, and for where I'm currently situated, I need to act accordingly and just really go as hard as I possibly can while I still have the desire to go exactly like this, because, you know, there's a lot of goals I've been able to, you know, achieve this year and, you know, make happen, and that's been really wonderful and really special. But there's also a lot of things I still want to do. So it's you know, obviously you don't bat 1,000 in terms of your bucket list, but I'm gonna try really hard to get as close as I can.
The music is personal. When you start working, like for instance, Vegas, you know, you're in a place and space. You're singing and you're producing music about who you are at that time. Talk about that time and the music that comes out of that. And then, you know, as you said, this summer, you've gone hard in the studio and you want to get all this stuff out. Where are you at now? And what can we expect from Lightwork?
Well, with Vegas, that was, you know, I think symbolic that was the place where that happened because it was a gamble. I wanted to try something different. I wanted to see what could happen, you know, if I was to just go full force into, you know, kind of indie pop dance sort of music versus what people had known me for. And, you know, the process of writing those songs and creating those songs, it was great because it was me and a really close friend, Ryan Lofty, and we were, you know, making this together. You know, it's in this day and age, a lot of music gets made by email. I've made music like that, but, you know, it was really nice to have a we made this from scratch sort of mentality around that. And, you know, a lot of the songs really wrote themselves just because of the conversations we were having, because it's two friends. You know, you spend, you know, 4 days to a week with somebody, you know, for certain periods of time, and it's catching up, but it's also continuing conversations that are just part of your dialogue that's existed from the first time you meet. So, you know, with that, it was really wonderful to connect with my friend Ryan and work with him in that capacity and have, you know, really just have everything flow so naturally in terms of the writing and all that. I think, you know, where I'm coming from now in terms of what I'm making, I think it's definitely attached to some of the pressures I'm feeling just with getting older and just with, you know, being, it sounds crazy to say, but I'm, you know, at 29, I'm sort of an elder statesman in hip-hop. Hip-hop is a young man's game. Yeah. And, you know, I relish the challenge of doing what I do, you know, even as I get older and older. But, you know, I think, again, recognizing where I'm at and then just, you know, being able to, I think especially at this age now, considering how much I've done in the last 7 years. I was talking to one of my other engineers last year, and he just looked at me and says, "You've lived, man. You've done a lot of things." So
that's a good compliment, right?
Massive. Well, he's the one doing the living now. He's on tour with Smino, so he's off seeing the world. Yeah. He's getting his living in, and I couldn't be prouder of him, Elton Chung. But yeah, I just think it's an age now where I'm really glad I made it through a lot of the things that I did and have done, and I can now talk about it from, I think, a perspective of relative safety and also, you know, be able to, I think, have a more honest appraisal of you know, the journey I've had thus far.
That would be the positives, I guess, the idea of being an elder statesman in the game at 29 years old. But what does your age and the fact that you have a different perspective bring to your career and give you an advantage over a kid who's 19 who's just starting out?
I've had the opportunity to watch people fail that I love. I've personally failed many, many times in many, many ways, and I'm still here. So, you know, it's kind of if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger sort of mentality. And I think as well to some of the attention I've been able to, you know, get recently for my work and what I do, I think I'm better suited to deal with it, you know, because I think some of the more kind of fantasy land qualities of this have definitely been stripped away. And, you know, what I find that's there, I still like, and I still enjoy doing, and I'm still passionate about. And so I think coming from a more realistic perspective when approaching my goals and my art, I think in some ways, you know, ain't nothing like not giving a single damn in the world about, you know, what you're doing, you know, and kind of that youthful energy. But I think it says a lot to be able to, again, kind of sit back and be able to more thoroughly, you know, look at things and be able to kind of deduce from what your personal experiences are. You know, when you don't have any experiences, you're testing things out, you're experimenting. And I mean, you know, luckily, I think there's still a heavy, heavy part of my life that does that. It's just in different ways. Right. And I think it's also, as you go, you know, if you're lucky, you get to have a nice group of people to kind of go on the path with you. And so I'm really lucky to have some people that go along with this with me.
Rich Jones just played North Coast Music Festival. The soul hip-hop artist has a new EP coming out this fall called Lightwork. No shows right now. The release party will be coming out soon. Check out the Facebook, all that stuff. You can also find all of his music, including the EP Vegas, on all Apple and Spotify, other streaming sites. The place to find you would be All Smiles, which is the monthly showcase of hip-hop at Tonic Room in Lincoln Park, which has been a huge hit, a huge success. Talk about the idea of having a place. You know, because we talk about musicians and being able to go different, and we'll have a lot of musicians on the show and say they're playing this chop and then playing over here, then going to this neighborhood. But to have one spot that you kind of control and that you can build an audience at, how important has that been for your career?
Well, earlier on, I was in a group called SCC, and that was with some really close friends of mine. I don't, you know, I think a lot of people have that, you know, the group they're in when they kick off. But we were able to do some really cool things, and you know, especially early on in my music career, having those people with me was a lot of fun and really exciting. And you know, a key development for us was kind of booking ourselves for this to perform every month, so we knew we had some money coming in to you know, pay for things we needed paid for. And in the process, I got a taste for and really enjoyed helping to promote other artists that I liked. And whether they were from Chicago or more recently in the last few years, I've been making more of an effort to try to get friends from out of town. If they want to come to Chicago and perform, I try to persuade them that this is a good option for them. You know, I get them a Friday night in Chicago. Who would hate that?
Right.
But yeah, I think it's more so in the last couple of years when we rebranded it to All Smiles is the name that I think we've been in some ways creating more of the reputation of this as our space, as our place for this. I mean, Linkin Park, people have kind of more recently been curious about the location just because Linkin Park's very different. But I mean, it's very different than when we started 5 years ago in a lot of ways. And I know we're also different too. So, but yeah, I think it's great to have a relationship with a venue that is doing everything it can to support artists and to make sure that they don't feel like they're getting ripped off. And, you know, on top of that is providing, you know, pretty good sound, too.
Here it is.
It's the biggest little venue in all of Chicago. I know, you know, for the summer we've had and just for, you know, for the last couple years especially, it's been sweet to see people coming back each month. They're come back every couple of months, you know, and you know, they're there to see who's there. And I think that's a telltale sign that we're moving in the right direction. And you know, I think there's a lot of big plans for that next year that I think really could lead to just even crazier, more fun times. You know, we're also I'm always looking to put together events, you know, elsewhere as well. I like to spread my wings a little bit, but having this as kind of the rock of it all is just, you know, it's really amazing.
Rich Jones is the hip-hop soul artist from Chicago. He's got a new EP coming out called Lightwork. The monthly showcase, All Smiles, is at Tonic Room in Linkin Park. Look it up. Rich, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing your story, and good luck this fall with the EP and, of course, all the stuff that's coming your way.
Thank you very much. A real pleasure to be here.
Color of the couch, teriyaki. Life on swampy, staying quasi-posy. If things get fugazi, all this kamikaze. Take out my troubles, plus I'll do it loudly. Taking up airtime, planning me an air raid. Cranky, an irate, cut it close, high fade. Running man, have eight, burn it down, no trace. Buffalo and OJ, Gravelo and Monet's. Wake up, Flonase, allergies, cocaine. Creeping on a cosine, mixing in the tomaine. Put a wiggle in my walk, turn your legs to low main. Squint eyes like Hossein, hook game like Bodine's, pat me down, he's clean, doing shots with Dean Wien. You said it was just a dream, I said that's kind of mean, cause it is. Yeah, I'm feeling clean, pull up with my team, call me Dean Wien, yeah, call me Dean Wien.